Every now and then we get questions from listeners or from subscribers of the wireless communication CD-ROM. And this time we got a question from a ham radio amateur by the name of Herb, KF9RC. And he said that he has read a lot about path loss but found no mention of the effect of fog or rain. He asks whether any study has been done in this area. If so, what has been found? He was quite sure that there is some increase in loss with weather, but he could not find any documentation or source of information. Well, water particles can attenuate radio signals, but the effect is quite small for frequencies below, say, 1 gigahertz. Also, the effects only occur for propagation ranges that are quite long, and the effect on short distances is very minimal. So in cellular radio systems, the effect on coverage is presumably negligible. However, I imagine that for a radio amateur who wants to squeeze the range to the limits, you will see some effect of fog and rain on the range of your transmitter. The effects are most pronounced near the resonance frequencies of water particles, but these are at many gigahertz, and very little effect is seen below, say, 1 gigahertz or so. The weather can have a pronounced effect on path loss if temperature or humidity gradients cause reflections in the atmosphere, and then you can have the effect of ducting. Then suddenly the radio energy is trapped in a layer of air between the Earth's surface and some altitude, and in that case you can even increase coverage due to certain weather effects. So all in all, Herb, there are several mechanisms that have an effect on radio propagation. Some of them are just attenuation due to particles, but other effects do even increase coverage because of ducting effects. And in the latter case, if we consider cellular systems, it does not really mean that coverage of one base station is increased, but rather that a lot more interference is seen from remote base stations.